I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I am with Brian Jennings with the American Coalition for Ethanol. Brian, can you tell us about the Renewable Fuel Standard, the RFS implementation of 2023-25 volumes, and the Small Refinery Exemptions, SREs?
Sure. So the Renewable Fuel Standard is a federal law that requires refiners to blend ethanol and other renewable fuels, increasing volumes over time. And so we're under a rule now from EPA that has those blending volumes out for 2023 through the 2025 calendar year, requiring about 15 billion gallons of corn ethanol or grain sorghum ethanol that qualifies as advanced or conventional biofuel, which is really important to a lot of farmers around the country. And we're working on expanding that if we can, because the RFS is one tool that we use to help drive higher blend use. And when I mean that, when I say that, I mean E15 and E85. And so the RFS is a really important policy tool to help us penetrate the marketplace with more E15 use and more E85 use.
And Brian, can you tell us about the Inflation Reduction Act, the 45Z clean fuel production?
So there's a new tax credit in the Inflation Reduction Act that kicks in 2025, so a little over a year from today, that would pay ethanol plants and any fuel producer a tax credit based on the carbon intensity of their fuel. And so this is important not just for ethanol and biodiesel producers, but this is important for farmers as well, because part of corn ethanol or grain sorghum ethanol carbon intensity has to do with how was that feedstock grown? How was that corn grown? How was that grain sorghum grown? About half of the carbon footprint of ethanol comes from farming practices. And this 45Z clean fuel production tax credit could pay up to $1 a gallon based on carbon intensity. So if we can work with farmers to do things like conservation tillage, reduced or more efficient use of nitrogen fertilizers, cover crops, that help bring down the carbon intensity of the grain they're delivering to ethanol facilities, that means those ethanol facilities could get a greater tax credit and pass some of that economic benefit to the farmers delivering that lower carbon grain. So this is something in the next year, we're going to be very focused on the Treasury Department to try and make sure they implement this 45Z tax credit in a way that does benefit both farmers and biofuel producers.
And Brian, can you tell us about the ACE project to secure farmers' access to clean fuel markets?
So we're working with a plant, an ethanol plant in South Dakota, and actually we're working with some plants in the state of Kansas to pay farmers in the county surrounding those ethanol facilities that are delivering grain to those facilities for these various practices I was talking about, planting cover crops, reducing their tillage passes, more efficient use of their nitrogen fertilizer. We are offering very attractive payment rates to help implement or install these practices. And then we're going to work with the likes of like South Dakota State University, Kansas State University, to measure the benefits of these practices over time. How does soil carbon increase? How do their crop yields increase? How does the soil health improve over time? And by documenting that scientific data, we're hoping to convince the Treasury Department and others that farmers ought to be getting more credit than they currently are for these activities that help bring down the carbon intensity of ethanol from grain.
I have been speaking with Brian Jennings with American Coalition for Ethanol, and I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.